is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hello and welcome to 1.21 gigawatts. This is Johnny Cash. That was Johnny Cash and with the song Ring of Fire.
Wow, I thought you were going to do the show as Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I mean, I could try. I don't think I could pull that off. I'm not wearing enough black to begin with.
No one knows, though.
That's true. Damn, I shouldn't have said anything. If you can't already hear the weird laughter in the corner, that's Fiona Miller joining us for a second time.
Yeah.
I think you are the first one to be invited back. So, you know,
wow.
It's a great honor for you.
Wow.
This might be in your memoirs. Just putting that out there. What year did you pick for us?
I picked 1963. I think there were a few standout songs that I was like listening to on repeat in various playlists. And so I like spotted them all together and then made a playlist around them and then put another a bunch of other tracks that the internet provided me.
The internet told you.
Yeah, so there's a good mix of like rock music and a lot of Motown, some swing and big band, and then also some like early Merseybeat music as well.
Yeah, sounds like a good mix. And a big news year, as we noticed.
Yes.
But
yes.
We'll get into
more on that later.
More, thank you. News at 11.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up?
So coming up, shoot, I reordered all the lists. Let's see.
I believe it's Vic something something.
Vic Damone.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of Vic Damone. I don't know how popular he is. He was born in 1928. He's still alive. He was inspired by Frank Sinatra, singing style. And you can definitely hear that. His voice sounds a lot smoother, though.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't have the huskiness.
Right.
And these next two tracks also happen to be focused around dancing as well. So
it's a mini theme.
It's a mini theme, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
My baby loves it more than any old.
choir singing ain't flinging, baby, my baby loves to cling close to me when the band goes ring a ding. My baby loves to swing. I'm not partial to doing a twist. I mean, twisting is off of my list. But when baby says, come and get kissed, you should see me doing the twist. Just hearing George cheering starts cheering, baby. She tunes in on some wailing guitar when we're riding or parked in a car. When she tells me how happy we are, I sure like that wailing guitar. No, maybe my baby loves, oh, she loves to swing. So it's goodbye to Carnegie Hall. She likes Birdland, so Birdland's a ball. Like I told you, as you may recall, this chick is hooked on swing.
So that was Marvin Gaye talking about the limbo, a track that I'd never heard before. But this is from a Motown 1963 unreleased album.
There are not many songs about the limbo, let's be honest. So
I don't know. I haven't checked.
There might be a reason why it was unreleased.
I feel like There's a big song in Beetlejuice about limbo, I think. Maybe.
I haven't seen that.
I'm gonna have to check that out now.
Movie nights saved.
Yes. So I just thought it was really interesting. This track was just sounded very different from any other Marvin Gaye that I've heard.
Yeah.
And then before that was Victor Moan, as I mentioned before. My Baby Loves to Swing. I just really liked in both of these songs, like the horns and like the kind of upbeat vibe to them.
Mm-hmm. The mini Sinatra.
Yeah, Victor. Yeah. And you could get to do plenty of like jazz hands and, you know.
I mean, as you
bust
do.
Some moves.
As you do. Maybe this is a good segue into the Sinatra Jr. tidbit that I found.
Yeah.
So I was just looking at what happened this year, and apparently Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped in Lake Tahoe. And one weird fact about that, it all ended fine. He's I think probably still alive. But one little fact about it was that the kidnappers demanded that all communication be conducted by payphone. During these conversations, Frank Sinatra Senior became concerned that he would not have enough change, so he would carry 10 dimes with him at all times for the rest of his life, and was even buried with 10 dimes in his pocket. Not sure there are any payphones in heaven, but
That's a really interesting story. I wonder if he jingled when he walked with the coins.
Maybe he just walks so smoothly, he just kind of like floats.
Yeah,
forward.
It's a nice story.
Weird, but happy ending, I guess. Do you have any facts for us about the year 63 that you want to tell the listeners?
Oh, what do I want to share? Well, I'm going to start with something mundane. So when I was looking at 1963, it excited me that zip codes were first introduced.
In the U.S.
Well, because...
How did they do...
Because they're called postcodes in the U.K.
Right, correct.
Because that makes sense.
Right.
It's postcodes.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that I didn't know what ZIP stand for. Not that I need to, but it does stand for Zoning Improvement Plan. I know.
But how did they do before? They just kind of like mailed to the general area, the county?
I don't know.
This is the questions you have to ask yourself.
I only have information about the introduction.
Okay.
I think...
For the next episode, when you come back, the third time, we'll talk about what happened before
in
that.
In postal news.
Yes.
Yes.
This year in postal news.
Yeah.
That's a new segment, by the way.
So up next, have like a heavy hitter with Elvis. This was his last top 10 single on the R&B charts.
You look like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses, you cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me, you're not the way you seem. You look like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel,
but I got
disguise. Oh yes you are, devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel,
walk like an angel, talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. you are, devil in disguise. The way you are, devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
So that was Betty Everett with You're No Good and You're the Devil in Disguise by Elvis. Yeah. People not being good and being being devilish.
Being devils.
Yeah. I definitely know that song, You're No Good, but I've never heard of Betty Everett up until now. So
yeah,
I wonder... if it's been popularized by someone else.
I guess we should have looked that up. But it's too late now.
It is too late.
Yeah.
Mysteries. We don't need to know everything.
Shall we do the segment, Depressing Things That Happened in 1963?
Death Talk.
Death Toll. Death Talk.
Death Talk.
Death Talk. Talk. What do you know about Sylvia Plath?
She was married to Ted Hughes.
If you say so. I know nothing about her.
She's a poet?
Yes.
And
she killed herself in 1963.
Yeah. I mean, her death is fairly like a famous death because she stuck her head in an oven, I think.
That was the best thing she did. That was a question.
No. That was not precisely a question.
It sounded like it when you were saying that she's famous for killing herself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's quite often how people were introduced to her, because I think it was a very early tragic...
No one in the history had killed themselves before.
I think in like feminist kind of literature and that kind of stuff.
Okay, first feminist to successfully kill herself. No? Okay, all right. Let's leave that and move straight on to JFK. Of course, I don't think we even need to get into the whole story, but yeah, shot in Dallas, Texas, and that was the recreation of that moment in the studio. What's your theory? Do you have it? I'm sure you go deep down in the forums and like dig into all the theories.
Yeah, I think space aliens. My position on it is I don't really care.
Because it was so long ago?
So long ago, and there's many, many a trivia in my brain, and that doesn't I don't have space for
it's
that
been
one.
Pushed out.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a favorite theory?
No, it's probably what everyone says. Lee Harvey killed him and then he got shot, and that's boring. But yeah. So that's when it's so boring that people invent other ideas, I guess.
Yeah.
But we probably shouldn't get too deep on that, because I know this is all I know. Like, we've just reached the end of my knowledge.
Okay.
About the murder.
You can make stuff up nowadays.
That's true, I guess. Do we have a fake news jingle to play? Just to end this segment on a little bit of a high note, the first ever woman went to space. Oh, did I just stole your news?
No, you go for it.
Valentina Tereshkova.
Yeah.
That is my best Russian pronunciation. And safely returned to Earth. So kudos to her. Yeah. 63 is pretty early.
Yeah.
I wonder when the first American woman went to space. That must have been maybe 70s, I guess.
I have no idea.
We'll dig that up for after the break.
Yeah.
Let's do some music.
Great.
What do we have coming up?
So we have coming up, we have Louie Louie.
Make a pretty one for your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry.
That was Jimmy Soul with If You Want to Be Happy. And before that, it was Louie Louie by The Kingsmen.
So this is where I announce that the International Louie Louie Day is on the 11th of April this year. So you should all celebrate accordingly. I actually don't know what that means, but it is an official holiday apparently in, well, I mean, you don't get time off from work, but Oregon has proclaimed it a Louie Louie Day because the Kingsmen were from Oregon, although the song was actually not written by them. It's a cover from 1955 by a man called Richard Berry. And I think that's all I know about Louie Louie.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a classic song. I can't understand the lyrics so much, though, so that's why I find it hard to remember.
It was actually under investigation by the FBI for obscene lyrics.
Oh, really?
But I think it was dropped partially because they couldn't quite tell what was being sung.
That's so fun, because I can't tell.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, speaking of lyrics, I included the Jimmy Soul track, and it's been in a lot of movies, like retro movies. It was in Mermaids, and it was also in My Best Friend's Wedding. And it wasn't until I listened to it preparing for this show that I realized how terrible the lyrics are.
you don't
so
condone.
Yeah, if you didn't catch that, go back and have a listen. And
you're not going to give us the 5-second version?
I think people can listen and see. I don't need to summarize.
That's fair.
I think it's more of a
sound advice.
Yeah, it's advice. Like, something sounds cheery and happy, be like, think about it critically, maybe. Yeah,
as always, there are a lot of good songs that do the sound upbeat, but then when you listen to the lyrics, they're pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Usually good ones too. I guess since we're doing public radio, I guess we should tell the listeners that the U.S. did not launch a woman into space until 1983.
Yeah, I was shocked by that.
20 years later. Miss Sally Ride? Mrs. Sally Ride? I don't know. Don't know too much about her.
Yeah. 20 years, that's a long time. I wonder, like, what the dynamics in that situation.
I think it just means socialism is the better system. Yeah, let's draw big conclusions based on very little data. I do a quick two-bit trivia about 1963 in film. Lawrence of Arabia won the Best Picture that year, and the Hitchcock film The Birds was released in the United States, partially filmed in Marin, north of where we're currently located. Also a pretty good movie, both of them. And that's all I have to say about that.
Awesome. So up next is Roy Orbison.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream. can't help it, I can't help it if I try. I remember that you said goodbye. Too bad all these things can only happen in my dreams. Only in dreams. In beautiful dreams.
So, starting out, that was Roy Orbison in Dreams, and after that was Buddy Holly with Bo Diddley.
Yes, we were just talking about that. I think as this goes out, the previous episode will also have that song, but by the original artist Bo Diddley. It's Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley on the album Bo Diddley. It's, yeah.
Creative.
Yes.
Or just smart branding.
Yeah. Just really hammer that name in.
Who so knows?
Everyone knows it. The only thing that I have to say about these tracks is, besides that one is a good track, have you ever listened to the Roy Orbison like super band with Dylan and George Harrison and Tom Petty?
I haven't. I've heard about it, but I haven't listened.
Traveling Wilburys that were active.
Traveling Wilburys.
That is apparently the name.
That's interesting.
I actually don't know what a Wilbury is.
A Wilbury.
That sounds British.
Continue.
Okay, I was hoping for something. The band was active between 1988 and 1990. They do have a song that I've heard, but I guess we'll have to wait until we do the 1988 episode. Mm-hmm. What do we have next?
Next up, we have an unreleased Motown track by Brenda Holloway.
I
Be My Baby by the Ronettes, and before that was Brenda Holloway with Each Little Teardrop. Interesting fact about Brenda Holloway was that, well, she recorded that song when she was 17, and she was done with Motown, like, by the age she was 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
Done with as in pushed out? Or?
I don't know. Just, like, it said that she stopped recording with them. It's like very
and then retire young.
Yeah, I think she made a comeback like many decades later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her. I mean, that sounds like a good career. Just do a couple of years and then before you have to do the like cruise ship circuit or whatever to survive.
I guess I was just surprised. I was surprised that it was an unreleased track because it like has such an impactful sound to it and is. It just sounds like a hit to me, but obviously I'm not in the 60s, and I'm not a record label.
An A&R person. That's fair. Maybe you should have been. Let's time travel to the 60s.
Yeah.
Jump into the recording industry.
And I'll just be happen. A backseat A&R person.
That's probably the best kind. You can just, and especially when you have, you know, hindsight is 20/20 and all that. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know either.
Anyway, I have one more fact for you.
Okay.
The car manufacturer Lamborghini, founded in 1963, still around. That's all I have about them. I thought that was interesting. People okay. that I assumed it was
for
an old
for people that are interested in cars.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one. I assumed it was an old. You know, they started like selling horses in the 1800s, and then
somehow I guess.
turned into a car manufacturer along the way or something.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, that's all I have. What are we playing next?
Next up, we're playing Barbara Lewis.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Chupa, chupa, my baby.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
Oh, if you're not gonna stay, please don't treat me like you did before, because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby.
I'm so happy.
Love is like a never-ending melody. Poets have compared it to a symphony, a symphony conducted by the lightning of the moon. But our song of love is slightly out of tune. Once your kisses raised me to a fever pitch, now the orchestration doesn't seem so rich. Seems to me you've changed the tune we used to sing. Like the bossa nova, love should swing. We used to harmonize, two souls in perfect time. Now the song is different, and the words don't even rhyme. 'Cause you forgot the melody our hearts would always croon. And so what good's a heart that's slightly out of tune? Tune your heart to me the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing a song of loving. We're bound to get in tune again before too long. There'll be no desafinado when your heart belongs to me completely. So you won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me. Sing along with me. Sing along with me. Sing along with me. Sing along with me.
Do Julie London with Desafinado, slightly out of tune, and Barbara Lewis with Hello Stranger. I picked Julie London not because I think it's kind of, I don't think it's maybe typical of 1963, but I really like Julie London in a similar way that I really like Vic Damone as well. She has a very like smooth voice. I don't often pull direct quotes from Wikipedia because that's very suspect, but I like this description. It says, she was known for her smoky, sensual, husky voice and languid demeanor. And that's how I feel about her. The easy listening, some bossa nova, just really nice stuff. And then before that, Barbara Lewis with Hello Stranger. So that, I was introduced to that track from the movie Moonlight, as it's one of the kind of key songs in the soundtrack. And I'm not sure if had I heard it prior to seeing the movie, if my feelings about the song would be different. But as it stands now, I don't know. The song just absolutely blows me away. It's kind of the Goosebumps type of song.
It's a four out of five Goosebumps.
Yeah, a lot of all the Goosebumps.
It's like 5.3 out of five.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such, I mean, obviously it's such a great movie, but that track is so amazing. And I think this was like pretty much Barbara Lewis's main hit. And it was popular at the time, but I guess I just hadn't heard it until I saw the movie.
Because you weren't born in the 40s, I guess. As far as we know, you haven't traveled through time.
Yes, I'm not a time traveler yet.
Sadly. Yeah. We'll get there. Shall we kick off the next set?
Yes, let's. So next up is Solomon Burke. Don't you know I got to find me a home right now in your heart? I'll travel over mountains, down highways, through the valleys, in the byways, just to find. In your heart, I'll That was You Lost the Sweetest Boy by Mary Wells, another Motown track. The big thing about this track was that the background vocals were by The Supremes and The Temptations, so
that's
a massive, like, star.
As good as it gets.
Yeah, star-studded lineup. And before that was Solomon Burke with Home in Your Heart.
Oh, good track as well. And we are running out of time, so thank you for coming on.
Ooh.
And do you want to run through what we have coming up?
Yeah, so coming up, we have The Searchers and The Beatles. So Sweets for My Sweets, The Searchers, big, not their biggest track, but like very well-known track. And then also All My Loving by The Beatles, two British Mersey beat-ish bands. So
yeah,
go well together.
Let's do it.
Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. I'll never ever let you go. If you want to let star that shines so brightly to match the stardust in your eyes, sugar for my honey, your first sweet kiss thrilled me so. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey, I'll never ever let you go. If you wanted a dream to keep you smiling, I'd tell the salmon you were blue, and I'd ask him to keep that until your dreams will all come true. And I will bring sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. Your first sweet kiss thrilled me so. Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey. I'll never ever let you go. Pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving your eyes, and I'll kiss you.